going to learn Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph of Masech Savod Zor, but we left off still on the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Am Beis. We are at Boi Rami Bar Chama. So says the Gemara, Boi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following shayla: Hamishtachve lekamas chitim. If a person bows down to standing grain, where it would not become aser for a hediot because it's mechuber lekarka, so mahu lemenachos? Can you use that grain for a carbon mincha? Meaning even if the answer to the previous question that which is ne'evad b'mechubar is aser to be used for a karban, meaning if you worship something that's mechubar, you're not allowed to use it for a karban, but yesh shinoi b'nevad o ein shinoi b'nevad. Over here, that which you are being oved while it's mechubar is going to go through a major change. It's going to be ground up and turned into flour, so maybe that's no longer considered ne'evad and would therefore be mutter to use even for a karban. So the Gemara tries to answer the shayla. Amar Mar Zutra Breder Rav Nachman, Toshima will bring a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Temura. Kol asurin legabi mizbech v'lodosein mutarim v'tani Allah Rabbi Eliezer Oser, that it says in the Mishnah in Maseches Temura that everything that you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, like an animal that was designated for an avodah zara, or an animal that was involved in a bestiality relationship with a human being, or an animal that was worshipped for avodah zara, the offspring of those animals are mutter. And the Brisa commented about that Mishnah that Rabbi Lazar asks even the offspring of such animals. So Mar Zutra apparently holds that the machlokus between the Chum and Rabbi Lazar is about an animal that was pregnant at the time that it was engaged in bestiality, or at the time that it was worshipped as avodah zara. See, even though the fetus was also part of that act because it existed inside of the mother, since when the fetus was born and came into this world, it went through a major change from being a fetus to being an actual animal, so the Chacham holds that shinoi makes it mutter for use on the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Lazar holds that shinoi is not matarit for use on the Mizbeach. So the exact suffix of Rami Bar Chama apparently is a machlokas tanaim, meaning Rami Bar Chama wasn't sure if you are oved grain, standing grain, and then it turns into flour, it goes through a major shinoi, does that now make it mutter the Mizbeach? So apparently that's the exact machlokas that we have over here, that a person was oved an animal including a fetus, and now that fetus came out into the world and was actually born, so is it also the Mizbeach or not? V'lavit Marlah, so the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, well, wait, didn't we comment about that Mishnah that Amar Rav Nachman Amar Baravua Machloks Kshnirbu Ulebesof Ibru, that the whole Machloks Tanayim is only if it was first Nirva, the animal was first involved in bestiality, and only then subsequently became pregnant, where the Uber was not at all involved in the issue, in the Arayos or the Avodah Zarah or whatever the mother was involved in. So the Shaila is that since it was created from, the baby emerged from a mother that was Aser, Tanakama holds Zevezegorim is Mutter, that which is created from a combination of something Mutter and something Aser, meaning a father who is not problematic and a mother who is problematic, is going to be Mutter, whereas Rabbi Lazar holds Zevezegorim is Aser. So the Vlados of that mother are always going to be us, regardless of who sired that animal. Aval ibru l'besof nirbu u divrei hakol asurin. But you know what? If the mother was pregnant at the time of the bestiality or at the time of the avodah zarah, then everyone would say that it's aser. So v'hachinami, so we hear also by the wheat that was worshipped, even though it went through a change and turned into flour, we should say ki ibru l'besof nirbu dami, that it's like an animal that became pregnant and then was Nirva, where it's still going to be Aser. So the Gemara brings another Girsa in Mar Zutra. Ika da Amri, v'it mar la Amr Rav Nachman Amr Rav Avua. Others say that the slightly differently, that Mar Zutra quoted the machlokas between the Chum and Rav Lazar, whether the Vlados are mutter or not, but he didn't assume that Rami Bar Chama's whole suffix hinged on this machlokas, but he went a step further and he said, v'it mar la Amr Rav Nachman Amr Rav Avua. Machlokas kishenirbu ulbesof ibru. The whole machlokas tanaim is only if the avera happened before the pregnancy. Avul ibru ulbesof nirbu. But if the avera happened after the pregnancy began, divrei kol aser. Everyone would hold it's aser l'mizbeach because going through the change of birth. birth is not matir. It's not like a mikveh tara for the fetus. V'haninami kibulu sof nirbu dami. And our case of wheat is like a case where the animal was pregnant and then went through this avera, so you see a clear raya that it should be absolutely aser. So it says we're in a hachi hashta. Hachi hashta always means it's a faulty comparison. You can't compare an animal that an avera was done with it and then gave birth to wheat that was worshipped and then turned into flour. Hasa meikar behema v'hashta behema dashu da'achiza ba'anpa. You know, when the fetus was inside the mother, it was still an animal, and it now, after its birth, is an animal. It's just that it had a door locked in front of its face, so to speak. It couldn't get out of the womb, but it was an animal. But over here, initially this was wheat, and now it's flour. It's an entirely different thing. So main point number one, I guess, is the shaila about whether wheat that's worshipped is going to be usher to use as a carbon minche, even when it becomes flour, may or may not relate to the issue of a fetus that was an animal that was worshipped, a pregnant animal that was worshipped, and whether that fetus is asr for a carbon. Now the Gemara says, "Bay Rish Lakish, Hamishtachav LeDekel Lulavo Mahu LeMitzvah." If a person bows to a dekel tree, to a palm tree, so can you use the lulav for the mitzvah of lulav? Can you use one of its branches for the mitzvah of lulav on Sukkis? Be'ilan shenatol mitchila l'kach lo tibaylach. If the tree was planted originally for the sake of avodah zarah, there's no shaila. Da'afil lahedyot nami aser. Even for non-mitzvah purposes, you're not allowed to get any hanah from it. It's you have a requirement to burn it. So we assume kitus emechtes shira. It doesn't have the shir lulav. Kiti baylach. The whole shaila is be'ilan shenatao l'b'sof avado. If you plant the tree stam, and then you worship it. And even in that case, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there would be no shaila, because he holds dafi l'hadyut nami aser, that if you plant a tree and then worship it, it becomes aser to get hana for anybody. You have to burn it. Kiti baylach, the whole shaila is alibit rabbanon le'inyan mitzvah mai. According to the rabbanon, who would hold that a hadyut is allowed to get hana from it, you're allowed to get regular benefits from it. What about le'inyan mitzvah? What would be the halacha as far as getting benefit of a mitzvah? Mi ma'us klapei gavoa or low? Is this considered something that's ma'us to the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's disgusting. It's beneath the dignity of a mitzvah. Or do we assume that it's not ma'us klapei gavoa? So the Gemara tries to bring another explanation of Reish Lakish Safek. Ki asar avdimi amar ba'ashera shebitla kami ba'ile. Reish Lakish's whole safek was about an ashera that belonged to a guy and became asar as avodah zarah, and then the goy was mevatel its status of avodah zarah. Are you allowed to take a lulav from such a tree for the mitzvah? And the shaila is that since there's a halacha by karbanos, that a behema that was ra'i for a karban and was then rejected and then became ra'i again for a karban, we assume that it cannot become ra'i again, yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos. So our shaila is, just like we have such a thing by a karban, that there's a concept of dichoy, that once something's been rejected, it remains rejected. So yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos, oein dichoy etzel mitzvos. We just say the same thing by mitzvos, that something that was once ra'i for a mitzvah then became rejected from use for a mitzvah, can it ever come back? Can it ever become kosher again? That's the whole shaila. So the Gemara explains why it is that this suffix is not easily resolved based on the Beferish Mishnah. So says Gemara, when it comes to dichoy, it's an obvious answer. Tivshot le miditnan, we should answer it from a Mishnah, Maseches Chulin, where the Mishnah talks about the mitzvah of kisui adam. If a person a chaya or an oaf, the halacha is you have to cover its blood. Kiso v'nesgala, if you cover the blood and then it becomes revealed, it becomes uncovered, patim ilchasos, you already did your mitzvah, you don't have to cover it again. But kiso haruach, if you never covered the blood, a wind just blew some dirt over the blood, chayiv l'chasos, then you're going to have to recover it. Amarab barchana, amarab yochanan, lo shanu elisha chaz v'nesgala, ava lo chaz v'nesgala, patim ilchasos. Yeah, you will have to do the kiso adam only if it became exposed again. Meaning if the blood was there and wind blew some dirt over the blood and it stayed that way and the blood is all covered, you have no mitzvah to do. There's nothing to do. It's only if the blood becomes exposed again, then you have a mitzvah. Va'avinan ba, and the discussion occurred that ki chazav nizgala mayhavi, why does it matter that it became exposed again? After all, at the time that it was covered, it was nidche from the mitzvah because it wasn't subject to the mitzvah. What you see there from that Mishnah is ein dichoy etzel mitzvos, that there is no such notion of dichoy be mitzvos. It is not permanently disqualified for a mitzvah. So why is it even a shaila whether yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos or ein dichoy? We have a beferish Mishnah in Maseches Chulin by Kisei Adam that seems to indicate that ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. So says Mar Rav Papa Gufei Ibayulei. What was pashut to the Tana of the Mishnah in Chulin that ein dichoy etzel mitzvos? Because after all, you have to cover it up again. Reish Lakish wasn't so sure about that. He's not sure what the Tana, meaning what Rav Papa thought was so obvious that was the sheet of the Tana. Reish Lakish didn't think the Tana himself was so sure about that. Mifshat pshitalei dein dichoy etzel mitzvos. Was it pasha to the Tana that ein dichoy etzel mitzvos, and that's why you have to cover it up again? Loshna l'kula v'loshna l'chumra, regardless of whether ein dichoy is going to tell you a kula, like in the case of an asherah that the guy was mevatel, that ein dichoy is telling you you're allowed to use it for a lulav shel mitzvah, or whether it's l'chumra, that like by Kisei Adam, that if by saying ein dichoy you have to go and cover it again, or maybe the Tana himself wasn't sure, and therefore l'chumra amrinan l'kula amrinan, maybe he's only willing to say ein dichoy etzel mitzvos when it comes to saying a chumra that you have to go and cover the dam again, but he's not going to rely on it l'kula and be machshir lulav based on ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. So teiku, therefore the Gemara leaves it unresolved. So main point number two, when it comes to a tree of avodah zarah that the guy was mevatel, we have a shaila whether it's permanently disqualified from mitzvah yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos or ein dichoy etzel mitzvos, and we cannot resolve it from the fact that we say ein dichoy etzel mitzvos by Kisei Adam, because over there it's just a chumra to say ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. Now the Gemara brings another suffix. Why, Rav Papa, mishtach b'le behema tzmara mahu l'tchilas? If you bow down to a behema, can you use its wool for the mitzvah of tzitzis to make the tchilas? Tchilas demai. So says Gemara, what tchilas are we talking about? E tchilas ekonim. If it's not for the mitzvah of tzitzis, we're talking about for the big day kohuna, the me'il and the ephod that the kohanim wore for the sake of avodah in the base of mikdash. And the whole suffix is whether Shirei carbon have the same din of a carbon, and you're not allowed to use wool of an animal that was worshipped for Big Day Kuhuna, and even if Machshirei carbon are like a carbon, still you have to question whether the coloring of the beged will change its very character and change its very nature because now it has a tcheles color, and maybe that is materit. Well, hainu baya d'Rami Bar Chama. Well, then that's exactly the same shaila that Rami Bar Chama asked on Mem Vavim Beis, where the Shire carbon is like a carbon, and whether yeshinu benevad latira legavoa, that after you worship something, if it goes through a change, is that matirit legavoa? So why would we have to raise that suffix again? V'tchilis latzitzis, and if we're just talking about using the wool for tchilis for tzitzis, and the suffix is whether that which is nevad is allowed to be used for a regular mitzvah, hainu bayid Reish Lakish, that was the suffix of Reish Lakish by a lulav shel asherah, that's mutter for a hedyot, are you allowed to use it for a mitzvah? So why would Rav Papa have to raise that shayla? So whichever kind of tchelis you're talking about, we already resolved the issue. So says Mar Enochinami, delava lemi bayile. Really, Rav Papa did not have to raise this shayla. Va'idka bayile ha mishum diika meliachrenasa. The whole reason he raised the shayla is because he had other things to say about a behema that he had a suffix about, and since he's mentioning his other sveikos, he mentions this one as well. Tzamra malutchelis. karneho amal lechatzotzros. He also wanted to know, can you use its horns for chatzotzros? Shokeo amal lechalilin. Can you use its thighs to make chalilin, that they would play musical instruments made from chalilin of the animals at the time of the bringing of the karbanos? B'nei me'eho amal lefodos. Are you allowed to use for string instruments? Are you allowed to use its intestines to make the strings for string instruments in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara explains, Rav Papa Safik, Aliba de Manyamar Iker Shira Bakli Loti Bailach. If you hold that the primary mitzvah of Shira is done with musical instruments, then there's no Shaila, Devade Asr. You're definitely not allowed to use an animal for Avodah Zarah to make such instruments. Kiti Bailach, Aliba de Manyamar Iker Shira Bepeh. The whole Shaila is if you hold Iker Shira Bepeh, Pasume Kala Bial Mahum, I see none, Odilma Filo Hach Yasr. Do we assume that it's only there to the musical accompaniment is just there to make the voices sound nicer, and therefore it's not a primary element of the Shira, so it's okay? Or do we assume that it's still us, or take with the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well? So the main point over here, there is no Shaila, there's no new Shaila, whether you're allowed to use Tcheles from, whether you're allowed to use wool from an animal that was Nevad for Tcheles, whether it be Tcheles of Tzitzis or Tcheles of Bigdei Kuhuna. But there is a Shaila whether you're allowed to use parts of an animal that's Nevad for musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Gemara raises another Safek. Ba'i Rabba, Hamishtachav al-Mayan, Memav Mahul Nesachim. If one bows down to a spring of water that's attached to the ground, so it does not become Asr Bahana for a regular person, can you use that water for the Nesachim, for the Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach? So Ma'ika Mibayle, what's the Shaila? Ilem Lebabua Kasagid. If we're talking about that, the person, when they bowed to the Mayan, they were really bowing to a mirror, to their reflection, so it wasn't really the water itself that was being worshipped, they were just worshipping themselves. Odilma lemaya kasagid, or maybe the intention of the person who's mishtachaveh is to actually bow to the water. So then tibayle sefer lahediot. The shaila should have been, forget about a mayan, you have water that's gathered in a kli, and the shaila should be, is it mutar ba'ana if it's bowed to? Meaning the whole shaila is the kavana of the mishtachaveh for the water, or is the kavana of the mishtachaveh for the image that he sees in the water? So why is it only a shaila that's raised about a mayan and using it legavoa? Bring it up as a shaila about a water that's no longer attached and about using it lahedyot. So says Mar Liolam Lamaya Kasagid. No, we are certain that his intention is to bow to the water. Vachi kami baile, Lamaya de Kame Kasagid, Kamay Kamay Azdu, Aldim Ladavrun de Maya Kasagid. Yeah, he's bowing to the water, but which water? The water that's right in front of him, but it's a constant flowing stream, so that water is going to be gone in a minute, and therefore you should be able to take other water from that Mayan and use it Lagavoa. Or do we assume no? It's all of the water of that Mayan that he has intention to worship. So that's the Shaila. Says Gemara, "Mi mitzri v'hamar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim ben Yotzadik Ma'im Shal Rabbim Ein Asarin." Can you really make water that belongs to the public asur? Lo tzricha de kanavi me'ara. No, this is a mayan that emerges from his own personal land, and that's why it's a shaila. So, last main point: shaila. We have a shaila, an unresolved shaila about a person who bows to a mayan intending to worship the water and not the reflection. Is that water usable for Nisach HaMayim? Is other water from that Mayan usable for Nisach HaMayim? Okay, we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we will do Mem Zayin and Beis, beginning with the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Zayin and Aleph.